Japanese united to bury a fallen hero in a ceremony that brought together feuding politicians who have not spoken to each other in weeks. Army Commander Michel Suleiman, former President Amin Gemayel, and opposition leader General Michel Aoun sat together in the front pew of a Maronite church on a mountaintop outside Beirut. A torrential downpour added to the somber mood as normally stoic military officers wiped tears from their eyes. Friends, family, and well-wishers threw rose petals at the late general's coffin, draped in the Lebanese flag as a military honor guard carried it through the crowd. Haj was killed Wednesday by a car bomb that pulverized his vehicle as he was being driven to Lebanon's defense ministry. The general had been widely expected to be the next commander of the Lebanese army. Lebanon's Maronite Christian patriarch, Mar Nasrallah Boutros-Sfer, eulogized the slain officer. He called General Haj's death an immense tragic loss, adding that the entire nation had drowned in savagery. General Haj was the ninth major figure to be assassinated since former Prime Minister Rafiko Hariri was killed in February 2005 in a massive car bomb explosion. At least 10 other attempted assassinations have targeted political figures, journalists, and union leaders, most of whom were opponents of Syria's involvement in Lebanon. Many Lebanese politicians have blamed Syria for the assassinations, a charge Damascus denies. The authorities have detained three Lebanese individuals in the southern port city of Sidon, who reportedly have ties to a militant Palestinian group. General Haj played a key role in the army's offensive against al-Qaeda-inspired militants at a Palestinian refugee camp north of Beirut earlier this year. The general's death comes at a critical time in Lebanon's history as the country struggles without a president and the army attempts to maintain order after presidential elections were postponed repeatedly. Rival political parties have agreed to nominate Army Chief General Michel Suleiman for the presidency, but they have been haggling over other issues and have now set a vote for December 17th. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.